Check out Slug Magazine's merch store through Big Cartel for crew necks and snapbacks designed by Trent Call, zip-up hoodies designed by Slug's lead designer, Joshua Joy, and Death by Salt albums featuring rad local music. Slugmag.bigcartel.com.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Mark Dago, and I rap, perform in a few different groups. I do stuff with a group called Numbs, a group called Rotten Musicians, and solo stuff.
And I'm David Payne, and I work with Mark to put on nerdcore music shows, and I play the guitar with Mark as Lord British. Prophecy believed to be met, where the will of the force
doesn't seem to exist. Balance it all, the chosen one will eclipse. So the Numbs, back in, we all knew each other in high school back in the day, so we'd always rapped. We were very inspired by Yo MTV Raps, which, you know, pre-internet was the only way that we knew as kids. And, you know, we're from Utah County, so we all met in Provo. And Yo MTV Raps was very instrumental in getting us together to just, you know, like, hey, man, did you see that video? Hey, did you see that? Yeah, this tape is so cool. And so we would always, you know, talk about rap. And I went to Timview High School. And the other guys went to Provo High School. And the first time that we kind of met, they thought that I was kind of whack. And I probably was back then. I think I had really crazy, stupid hair. I was probably wearing, like, cardigans with turtlenecks and MC Hammer pants, which back then was legitimate. And nowadays you look back on it, it might be kind of funny. But, you know, I thought it was fresh. Anyway, so we met, and we kind of formed a bond. And the idea was that we'd all been rapping at clubs. We're like, well, why don't we just make a song? And, you know, the idea that, you know, six like-minded kids would get together in Provo, Utah to form a rap group in the 90s, you know, is kind of crazy, or in the early 90s. So we got together, we made a song, we thought it was pretty good. At the time, we had met friends through various places we were working at who, you know, Dave was one of the friends that we had met, Dave Payne, Justin Barlow, Chris Purdy, and we thought, well, let's throw a show, and because we don't have our own beach yet, what we'll do is we'll just rap over live instruments. And so we had these guys back us up at our first show, and we did intermediate tracks over, like, breakbeats and stuff like that, and it went well enough. We had a pretty good crowd that came out. We're like, well, let's do this for real. Let's make a CD. So that was the next step, was to write and record our own CD, which was a lot of trial and error. We recorded up at up here in Salt Lake with Josh Stipich, and these guys helped out pretty much, and we put it together and put it out. And ever since then, it's like just something we always did. The idea was just to make something, you know, and just to have it, just like, let's do it. Why not? And people say, why? Just do it. So we put it out, and it did well. About 98, you know, 97-ish, two of the guys, Colby and Fish left. And they went to do their own thing. It was me, Cornell, Rick, Sean, and Gunner. And we just decided to keep the group together and pursue as Numbs. And we put out a vinyl record in 1998. That then got us looked at by Guapa Records at the time, which was Sean Boy and Jerry. And they said, well, we want to, you know, give you money to do a legitimate record. So we did that, and we put that out in 2001, 2002. It was called The Word. And it was probably the best thing we had done up to that point as a group. It opened a lot of doors for us. Unfortunately, the indie label didn't work out as well as we had hoped. There were suitors from other labels who'd come and looked at us, who actually flew out and saw shows. And whether we don't know what all went on, but, you know, it didn't work out. So we were able to get tracks licensed on video games, television shows, film, which gave us enough income to just make our own studio at that point. And the idea then was, you know, we don't need anyone else. We did this since 96. We'll just put out our own stuff. You know, this is how it's always been. So then we recorded a couple more things, and then we took a break. In about 2005, 2006, it wasn't a breaking up or a, you know, like, okay, F these guys. It was just more of like, okay, let's try something different. How much more this I contain, reality, images and visions in a psycho reality dream state, and you just can't tell. I think we just ended up getting older, and it wasn't that the, you know, the passion about the music wasn't there, or it just didn't. I don't know what it was. I can't even put my finger on it. I just think we needed time off of Numbs to do other things. So Gunner did a lot of solo stuff. Cornell was working on music. Rick has always been working on music. Sean Shanti has always been working on music. We just took a break to do our own thing. Around this time, you know, I'd been working on solo stuff myself. I put out a disc. Since then, I've done a couple discs and a tape. And within the last year, we started, it's not like we were never not talking, we were just talking less and less and less. So we started talking again this last year, and, you know, I had set up a show, which was supposed to be a solo show for Craft Lake City, and it ended up, you know, I talked to those guys, and I'm like, well, do you guys want to do Numb stuff instead? And we all got together, and we practiced and rehearsed, and it felt like no time had passed. So I didn't want to do it if it was going to be kind of half-assed, and if it wasn't going to, if it feels like you're trying to fit a circle into a square and it just doesn't feel right, then it's not worth it. If it's not fun, it's not worth it. So we got together, rehearsed, everything was cool, and then we're like, well, maybe we should just do a song, and we'll put up a song on Bandcamp just for people to have before the thing. So we came together, wrote a song, and recorded it within like 3 hours with Brisk up here in Salt Lake City and just put it up. So, and it all seemed like it, like none of it seemed phony. It all seemed legit. So we just went from there. Rise up, turn it upside down and turn it out, minding my own. Speaking third person like Karl Malone. Let's sink in to the well-known Numbs Armada. Rock, rock ya. Ears on a mission, true and living. It's a saga. Play it loud. Let the world hear. Skull can't hear. Give it to them like it should and always. So the plan for Numbs moving forward is, you know, I mentioned to those guys I was coming up here to do the podcast, and I sent a text to them, and I said, so what should I say? Like, you know, like, are we going to do more stuff? And every member enthusiastically not only said yes, but kind of a hell yes. So I think that means that we are going to do something. Now, is it going to be a 5-song, a 7-song, a whole album? Probably going to be like a 5-song thing. What I, in my mind, want to do, and I think it would be, there's two ways to approach it, I think. One way would be to invite everyone back. And, you know, Fish, Daniel Fisher, Fish Loop, said he would be in if Colby would be in. And Colby, I think, is down in Eureka. I would love to get the whole original lineup and just go in a weekend, you know, Saturday and Sunday, bring tracks, bring raps, bring choruses, put together 5 to 7 songs, whatever works, works, whatever doesn't, doesn't. You know, we do as much stuff as sounds good, and then we just put it out. I do want it to be quick. That would be like number two. I want to make it so that we're not recording it like a song a month, a song a month, a song a month. I want to have everything done and take a weekend or a week and just bang it out. And I wanted to have, I think the hard part for me, and I can't speak for them, is the, you know, the disc that we did in 96 was very experimental, as far as like we didn't really have any clue as to what we were doing. And that's what I think, I listen to parts of it now and I'm like, ugh. But I think that's what kind of gives it an endearing quality, is the fact that it, you don't know what you're doing, and the energy involved with doing something like that when there's no map or there's no diagram, just go in there and try and do it. That's what I want to try and do again, is just no preconceptions, bring what you can, and we'll put it together in there. I don't want it to be so thought out and so meticulously, you know, cut, crafted. I just want it to be throw everything against the wall and see what sticks kind of idea. And if it's shit, it's shit. If it sounds cool, it's cool. But I think that's a way to kind of keep that energy, because when you know, you get older, the youthful, you can't make young music as an old person. I think that's part of the, I think you can make good music. I don't think you can make young music. And that's just me. I just, you know, and to try and like work out of your comfort zone and to do something where it's like you're not fully prepared. You know, you are, but you're not. You don't know what's going to happen. I think that kind of gives an energy to it that I don't think you can work with if you plot and plan everything out. Okay, and so outside of the Numb stuff, which will be made in time and awesome, working on more solo stuff, and I'm working with this guy, Dave Payne, Lord British, and we got a couple of things that we want to do before you know, FanX of 2017, which is in March. So we've got, we're on a short time frame here. You know, yeah. we've got a couple months to do stuff.
Well, I've also invented, kind of composed this technology that can make tracks really quickly. So we were going to try to go, like Mark was saying, the live is the best, fast is the best, off the cuff is the best, and, you know, this kind of fast movement is best. So we're going to try to make some tracks really quickly with this thing that I made. Lord British's Keytar is what it is. And I bet we could sit down and get some stuff done really quickly, like we always do. That's why we're such a good team.
Yeah, I like the idea too. You know, with the way music is now and how it's released to people, the fact that you put up a link is cool and all. And but there's so much stuff to sift through, and that I still like the idea. Like I did a tape, a cassette tape. I love that idea to have that and just physically give it to someone. With a code, you know, you can get it and put it on your phone or whatever, or your computer, but I like the actual physical product. And you did something recently with your Vower CD.
Well, it was.
You put it in chocolate.
It wasn't Vower, it was with Jazz
Jaguar. Oh, Jazz Jaguar, sorry.
But I sold, for the first time in my life, I sold two CDs for $25 each.
That's amazing.
Made out of chocolate. The CD itself isn't made out of chocolate, the case is made out of chocolate. And it's a jewel case made out of chocolate, and the CD is encased in the chocolate, so you have to kind of nibble the CD out of the case.
Yeah, so I want to do, like, tapes. I want to do a tape with him with this idea before March, and then I've been working on another LP with Fish Loops, Daniel, about just more video game samples, and that will probably, I'm shooting for that to be done by PAX, which is August, so March for that, PAX for solo, and then the Numb stuff in between. That's the idea of 2017. So I feel like I'm always trying to improve my craft, as you know, project to project to project. The idea is, you know, to always innovate with something. Even if you have a foundation of a way that you want to present yourself and the way you want to sound, you're always trying to, I don't know, take it to the next level when you do stuff, even if it's just using your voice to spit words out and make them rhyme. So the nerdcore scene in Salt Lake City, and you know, while some people might think the nerdcore tag itself is kind of like a slam or a detrimental tag, we don't see it that way. We think it can encompass anything, you know, rock music, rap music, electronic music, anything that you want to do, you know, as part of that would fit within this, you know, using old video game samples, writing songs about every Zelda game, or, you know, anything of that nature. That's kind of what we look at as fitting under the umbrella here. Now, locally, we've played with people like Shrug Boat, Conquer Monster. We play with Time Chimp a lot. DJ Shanty does a lot of great stuff. Joe Greathouse with VCR5. Dave, Lord British, and Jade Knight. Cool project. And then, you know, my stuff is where I'm just basically rapping over old Nintendo 8-bit samples with drums behind it that are crafted by Daniel Fisher, who does Fish Loop stuff. And he was also in Furthermore. He was in Numbs back in the day. And he is the main guy in Rotten Musicians. So Salt Lake's interesting because there's so many creative people here, and there's so much different music and different types of music that we felt, even in the hip-hop community, you know, a lot of people here really like nerdy shit. For the majority, some people might think of nerdcore as goofy and stuff like that, which I don't look at it that way. I think it's just taking stuff that you've always loved and, you know, just branching off to another subset of music. It's just another branch on the tree. So that's a way that we're approaching it. And we're trying to make it, like I said, we definitely want people to reach out to us because we want this to kind of, you know, Salt Lake's got a really good scene, especially with electronic types of musicians and groups. And we just feel like it's a niche that really hasn't been explored here. So that's kind of what we're trying to do with the nerdcore scene. And just keep making good music, you know. The Comic-Con in town, Salt Lake Comic-Con, we've been a part of that for the last 3 years, and we actually just, Lord British here, did the opening theme for their podcast. So we're trying to work with them to we have a music panel every Comic-Con. FanX will be coming in March of 2017, and then they're going to run the Salt Lake one in September again. And we have a music panel where we invite people to come out. We're trying to get in cahoots with them where we're actually going to have events where it's going to have local acts like us, and for them to bring out bigger acts, you know, people like MC Chris, Mega Ran, MC Lars, Frontalot, you know, people that are the big names of this genre, to work with the locals to just kind of make it a kick-ass type of event. That's kind of what we're going for. So,
my role with Mark in these Nerdcore shows is, number one, this is an inclusive genre that lots of people can do, and if they have some nerdiness in the closet, they can come out and go ahead and do it. The part that I'm the most proud of, though, is I invented this hyper-modern sound system that facilitates these kind of shows. Very breakthrough stuff. They're called Space Invaders amps. They're lightweight, high-efficiency, omnidirectional sound system speakers and amps that make putting on these little shows really easy. Non-touch like the bare knuckle regiment, stamina
specimen, veterans out for get it. Pulled it from the resin of the 12 titans. Coming up in November, I have a Wednesday night. It's at Twilight Lounge, and specifically it's lounge night, November 30th. So it's right at the end of the month. The Jazz Jaguars, they bring in occasional special guests to perform and play. Outside of that, we're doing a fall concert series. It's going to be at Watchtower Cafe, which is downtown-ish, about 1500 South State, right across from the college there. It's kind of a geek-based coffee shop, and it's a very good layout for what we want to do. We're trying to promote these as a fun, free time. People all ages can come out, listen to game-inspired music, whether it be rap, electronic, rock, what have you. Just trying to make it a gathering, a monthly music gathering for other people. We encourage people to come out, too, that are working on music and to actually reach out to us, because we're always looking to grow the scene. We're trying to make this a bigger part of Salt Lake City. As far as, like, tours, we go up to a convention up in Seattle every August called the PAX Penny Arcade Expo. And it's a huge video game convention that really caters a lot to musical ambitions of people like us that are trying to do this, and it's a bigger deal up there. It's a huge scene, so we're just trying to, you know, we've been doing that now for 5 years. We go up there every August. I'm sure we're going to be going next year, and so we're trying to kind of bring a piece of that here and grow the scene here, because there are bands, groups out there like Conquer Monster, like Time Chimp, you know, DJ Shanti, for example, that are pushing different envelopes of music and branching out, and that's kind of what we're trying to do. So, myth, monsters set in motion, try to fly away, my wings are broken. Look into the sky, the sun was stolen, the terror, it keeps coming, going. Emotion, push me along with each step, the same one, hold me back. All right, so this is a new, brand new, 2 months old Numbs track. It's called What More Can We Say, produced by Rick One, who's always been the guy in Numbs. Besides him, DJ Shanti provided tracks. This one's done by Rick One. Recorded by Brisk over here in Salt Lake City, DJ Brisk. He added cuts over the top of it. It's kind of the idea was just kind of a throwback thing, more of what we've done, but with a modern twist on it. And it's taking that Milk D sample where we're saying, what more can we say, and just cutting it up behind it. So, and just, you know, cool. Each person of the group always brought a different flavor, and again, it doesn't seem like any time even went on between what we recorded last and this, and each person, again, came with it, and I just, whenever I hear it, I'm like, man, we do have to do more stuff, so it kind of inspired me. Yeah, Numb's massive, back again, knock 'em out the box, rock out the rhyme, say it's to watch, heavy metal, high caliber shot, flame spitters with the heat off the top. Death a king, so sure of ourselves, every time to wreck shop. Knock down, drag out, horn a sack, stack house, kick it off, smack down, full deck back out now. Distant memory, profound melodies in this, no such thing as aging gracefully. Some things have changed, some things are way different. Stuck in reverse, acute deja vu deliberate. Living it, all of us lost our cool images. Always been a crew that straight up divides opinion. The artist as a moving target from long ago. For what you did, for what you do,
never question what this is. Coast to coast, raise it up to the ones we love the most.
Live to the rhyme and rhythm every day. What more can we say? Get on the mic, get it on, no delay. What more can we say? Turn it up, play up, don't stop, push play. What more can we say? What more can we say? What more can we say?
Hip-hop lost on a generation of slurred words. No comprende, the verb just slang and absurd. I struggle to make out even a single term, so in turn I'm left to throw back to 89 to find a burner. Keep the torch lit for the rap scene? Nah, bro, I'd rather drown in a pool of blood in a bad dream. I'm out of breath, I've been taken back to the future, cuz I would've stopped years ago if I knew what the future was. But then again, it's irrelevant to complain. I'd rather stay true or completely go insane in the membrane. So slain, I'm exhausted hustling the game. Who knew the root could do what he do? I'm taking a mundane path to a glorious wrath, passing the mask, forging a half cast, a blast, and incorporating the last gasp. No more sympathetic rhymes, we're gun blazing, with pace to amaze, face in a race with sun gazing.
Live to the rhyme and rhythm every day. What more can we say? Get on the mic, get it on, no delay. What more can we say? Turn it up, play up, don't stop, push play. What more can we say? What more can we say? What more can we say?
Jump to move back in the building, still pioneering the rhythm. Don't find the feeling, we burn it up from the floor to the ceiling. Listen, we killing it, still stealing the moment. We never missing a minute, within a vision, we own it. Admit it, gonna be killing the zone. I sit on the throne and you know it, reach to the sky. And on traffic, can't find a worthy opponent. Thought that you knew it already, thought it was common knowledge. We only 801, I'm glad you know it. You're getting demolished. 50-50 rookies thinking they can hang with the boomerang. But I don't think you really even know, do I started rapping back in a day, in an age when I used to say white boys aren't even supposed to. Now I'm on a level that they're never coming close to. One in a million, we hit the stage and we're killing it with the click, clack, bang, bang. Got a bow clip, never slip when we're ripping shit, bitch, top villain.
Live to the rhyme and rhythm every day. What more can we say? Get on the mic, get it on, no delay. What more can we say? Turn it up, play up, don't stop, push play. What more can we say? What more can we say? What more can we say?
You just heard Numb's What More Can We Say. I still dig it even after like the 50th time I've heard it. It's great. As far as what I'm doing, Mark Dago, my Bandcamp, there's a lot of releases up there for free. Just download it and pass it along to your friends. Mark Dago, markdago.bandcamp.com. markdago@bandcamp.com, so you can get my three projects I've done. The Numbs, if you want to grab that song, it's on the Numbs Bandcamp, and it's numbsbandcamp.com, which is pretty much the same, numbsbandcamp.com. So that's the best place to go to look for my solo stuff and that. And as far as the Salt Lake City Nerdcore stuff, Dave here made its own page. It's Salt Lake City Nerdcore, and he put Google Salt Lake City Nerdcore, and it will bring it up.
Yeah, the instruction is to Google Salt Lake City Nerdcore.
Yeah, so that's where you can grab the stuff. I'm pretty sure we'll be doing more rock musician stuff with Fish. I don't know when that will happen, though. So, there you go.
Blue sky, sunshine, yeah, yeah. Follow your bliss, whatever it is, do it just like this.
Slug Magazine's Rough Side of the Lens Skate Competition marked Salt Lake City's first ever skate filming contest. Film editor Eric Ferguson will compile the submitted footage in a full-length film of the contest. Join Slug at 7 p.m. on November 19th when the final skate video along with the Rough Side Awards will premiere at the U of U's Post Theater.